There we go. Okay, when if you will look in your folders, you've got an SSI folder. Those everything in there is like a little bitty piece of HTML code. It's like a miniature web page that you're going to put within a web page. So if you look, for example, look at your VA footer, VA footer one and VA footer two, and open those. I'm just going to right click and choose edit, and that will bring my note tab, notepad up. When you look at that, you'll see you don't have the top opening that says HTML or the bottom that says HTML. This is just a little paragraph that's going to go in there. It's part of a web page. And if you do look at a web page through a browser and you right click it and choose view source, you will see that within the web page and you won't know that it's a different piece of code. So when you're looking at a web page, and I'll try to get you one. I'm not used to these programs since I had to put this over on my laptop, so I'm kind of feeling my way around a little bit. If I go up and I look at one of the HTML pages, let's see, I'll look in Washington. I pull that one up and view the source. That footer is down here. Can you see what I'm pointing at? Right here is a little piece of code. Yes. Can you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Or is that little piece of code, while it might look forward to you, what it's saying is telling that page, that web page, to put that VA footer file comments right there in that spot. So where I've got that, that's where it puts that piece of code. And the good thing about this is if you get all your web pages and you've put that on every single one of your web pages at the bottom, rather than putting your email address or some other comment, if you want to make a change and you've got a name needs to be something, just anything needs to be changed, say that you want to change the web page address to our forms, or you want to change the copyright date, then all you've got to do is go to that SSS folder again, go back up, go in there and pick that file out and edit that file. And that's the only one you have to edit. When you edit that file, you go look at your web pages, you'll see it's changed every single web page that where it's located. So you don't have to go to each web page. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
The last half.
The last
getting
half.
Because if
there's something you want me to go back over or explain, just say so.
Well, I use Ipswitch, which is, the WSFTP.
That is exactly the one I use. So.
Okay.
What's the problem there?
I wasn't positive that we were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that's my program. I can only share certain screens and I can't show you how I work, but I'm on a laptop in my lounge downstairs. And normally I've got a remote connection that I use on this laptop, but it actually connects to my computer upstairs. So I see my desktop down here, what I normally work on. But the way I work on it, I can't do that and remote to the Zoom. So I had to put it on a local machine so I could use the microphone and the camera and go through the connection to get that. So I'm unfamiliar in the laptop area. I don't use it much. And I put the core on here since Rebecca said that's what she has. But I normally use a WSFTP and it's a better program, trust me.
Yeah.
I paid mine.
It's not that expensive either.
Well, I noticed the other day you can get different versions. So you can get versions, and I think you can buy some without the support, which I've never used support anyway, and it's a bit cheaper than buying full support. So yeah, you have different options in there, but this does exactly what you need it to do anyway, Rebecca. So don't think it doesn't. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to edit a page. Rebecca, you can pull up green.
Okay.
And Donna, you can pull up either Washington, one of the Washington or Weiss.
And I do that from the uploading program.
Right. Do you have it open?
Yeah.
And do you see two screens, one on the left and one on the right, showing different directories? Yeah. If you'll go into that directory on the left, you can move up and down.
And Washington.
You go to Washington.
Yes.
You can see that. And you pull up Bibles, for example, and you can right-click it and choose edit. Mine defaults to use a note tab for edit. Yours may not. You'll have to see it. Rebecca, you might be able to do that. It might be that you have to actually go into note tab and browse down to it.
It just shows the Bible records in a table.
So, okay, you're only seeing me.
Deborah, do you want us to open, you told me Greene County, should I open it in Core or in Note Tab?
I usually use Core to open it because I'm looking in the directory.
Okay.
But I can use Core and I can use Note Tab to open it that way because I have my association set that way. And then
with
you. If you will send me a message later, I'll remind you how to set your association so that it will open. If you right click and choose edit, it will open Note Tab for you. But you might, both of you probably should go to your Note Tab and go down and browse to open it. Let me look at my note tab, see how it goes. Yeah. If you'll go file and open, and then browse down to wherever you've got your web folder set. I have no clue where you've got them, so just browse. I'm going to C drive. And just keep browsing until you find the folder you want to open. Let's see. And once you get into the area that you're looking for, why don't I have that? Okay, it's not showing all files. You might have checked the bottom where it says files of type. You might have to change that to all files so you see your HTML files. And then you can open one or you can open all. If you choose, it's like anything else. If you select all of them, you can hold the shift button and select all of them. And I think it will. No, you have to select each one at a time and then choose open and it will open them. Now, I can't tell you how many of these will open, but I have actually opened over 100 pages and edited all at one time before. So you get your county. Rebecca, if you'll open all of your pages. And Donna, you open all of Washington's pages. Let me know when you've got those done.
Yeah, but I have to take this. I've got somebody coming to do a hot water heater.
Donna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying
to
open.
Are you having problems? You getting your pages open?
Well, I'm doing them one by one because I can't make them all open at one time.
Okay, if you hold the control button and click them one at a time, that should help. You can't see my fingers, obviously, but if you'll hold your control button and then just click one at a time, they'll open.
Okay, let's see if it happens.
I have to get these workers going on replacing my hot water heater, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a delivery of my cancer medication, and they're supposed to come this morning and haven't so far. So I just need to sign a piece of paper.
Well, let's hope they get there soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mine did work. So if I use Core or FTP, WSFTP will do it too. If you will FTP, if you'll hold down the control button and select from top to bottom of where you want, it'll open all of them as well. Unfortunately, I couldn't get WSFTP on this laptop.
Well, boy, they have a lot. Washington County, my goodness.
What's that?
I said Washington County has a lot of files.
That's where I've been working for you. I reformatted them the way we were talking about. So you have a file for every record type. Now it might be, sometimes if I don't have a record type, I'll create a file. It might not have anything in it. And then I'll just create a link to the form and says none available. Click here, or share yours.
Yeah.
You'll see that once you get them open.
Okay, now I got a question for you.
All right.
I come to Obits and I've realized that Norfolk has thousands of Obits.
Right.
So you don't want them thousands on that page.
Don't I? I'll show you what I do. Let me show you one of my web pages and you might get an idea. So if you watch the screen, I'll get a new tab. Right, now there's mine. Do you see this page?
Yep.
Do you see all these links?
Yeah.
Trust me, that is thousands of obituaries.
And they all open?
They everyone open. That is created by David Sorter. It makes its own web pages.
Anything to keep him from having headaches.
He doesn't have to do that. I do this. It's
an
automatic thing. If you put the links on, if the photos are, I mean, obituaries are submitted through the forms and they're in this format, then I can pull them through that sorter and sort them in less than 10 minutes. They'll be sorted like that.
Well, when I get to Norfolk, I might have to check in with you.
Now, if you want to look at the directory, you will see there are that many pages in there. That's the directory.
Uh-huh.
So you can see how many obituary pages are there.
And I never looked at the directory, and so I wasn't sure. When I look at, when my people have a problem with an obit, which happens occasionally, I usually go into FTP side and look up the obit to see what the problem is. And that's where I change it. Now, is that a mistake?
No. This is looking at the HTML side. All the text files should be .txt, plain ASCII text, and they should be on the archive_FTP side. You shouldn't have any web pages on that side, no HTML. On the FTP side, there should be nothing but the .txt files.
Yes.
You won't see the text files here. What you're seeing here is HTML files.
Okay, I just never realized that the obits were on the HTML side.
They're not. This is the web pages, Donna.
Oh, okay.
The web pages that you're looking at.
Okay.
See that link. So I'm just browsing that directory.
Yeah.
If I click that link, you can see them there. So if I go into Core, well, I don't have them on that folder on Core, so I can't show you. But you can see it in Washington. If you're in Core, you're looking at Washington County, you can see all the HTML files.
Let's see. I'm all the way down at Z. So, yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. So, I mean, if you've got a lot of obituary, this is why I want everybody to use that TFC Creator. Because if you keep them in this format, if it's a file you put in manually, if you put it in this format, the same format that the forms use, the four columns and no crap in the middle of it, if you put it in that kind of plain format, then the forms, our sorter will sort it for you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So if you make sure those thousands of obituaries are in this format, we can sort it for you in no time, and it will create its own links.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
I'll probably come back to you when I'm ready for that.
I think, didn't I do that with Green County or not? Was it Green County that had a lot of, no, maybe I'm wrong. There's a county somewhere I just worked on, one of them that had a lot of files and it separate. I sorted them. It might have been it's the tombstones. Yeah, I sorted the tombstones.
Gosh, you mean
in
the different cemetery? You mean the different cemetery tombstones are also in here?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that might be 40,000.
Yeah, it's a lot. We have a lot of files in different areas. Some places have thousands of them. So,
gosh,
the easier you can make it to work with, the better you are.
So, okay.
Let me see. I haven't connected to VA, so somewhere over there. That's not what I'm wanting to do. Where's my right?
I turned it off right there at that valve. Yeah. There, but there's.
I'll sort this in just a minute. As soon as I can figure out how to collect my site.
All of them. Right
there. Where are you?
Yeah. No, over.
There we are.
Excuse me.
Right. Okay. In Green County, if you go through there and look, I organized that for Rebecca. I know it's one of her counties, but it was up for adoption, so I went ahead and did it. So she
did things.
And you might as well go through to it, Donna, because you've got some editing to do there, I think.
And then you get the valve in that thing.
Maybe I might not have left it for you to edit, but if you go through and look through, with me, Donna, can you go into Green County?
Okay, I have a lot of stuff open, so I should close that before I. Okay, and What do you want? Which file do you want me to open?
On the HTML side, go into Green County and double click the folder that says photos.
Okay.
And browse down to tombstones.
Okay.
And then go into that Stannardsville.
Okay.
And right there, if you see, you should see tons of photos, which is
yes.
If you look at those HTML photos, those have all been done by the TOC sort. And it sorted them in with about 10 minutes.
Gosh, nice.
Bringing that up now, whatever it is to make the setup correct.
Okay.
I'll open one in a minute when I get downloaded. Obviously, I finished that before I set this program up, so I'll load these real quick. Right, so now I'm going to click on it and I'm going to go right down to the bottom, grab the last one, if I can find it. Why is this not scrolling? Hello?
It's the pressure built up because of the boiling of the water.
My scroll bar is not working for me.
When I go to the last one, McMullen, Mary of Hugh Hume, and double click it. Oh.
So I'm going to open all of those photos at one time.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I think I am.
Okay, very nice. Very, very
and
nice.
I'm going to right click and choose edit. So that's pulling them all up in the note tab light. Now, Donna, can you do that? Have you done that, Donna?
I have opened a tombstone in the last one, McMullen.
Right. You opened only one?
Yeah, just one. I wanted to see.
Can you try to?
But it did.
Can you try to open all of the HTML files? They all should be named photos, photos Blake HTML, photos brief HTML. Open.
Open what?
All of the HTML files. Here in WSFTP, click on the first photos.html.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Hold your shift key down and then go down to the last one and click that. Highlight all of them.
Shift. Wait. Shift key and highlight all of them.
Right.
And then what?
Right click and choose open. View or edit. I think you have to choose edit in WSFTP.
How about view?
Try that. It's probably going to open web browsers, so.
Let's do small icon. Or how about, no, I don't want the list. Ah, wow. Wow, it sure does open a lot.
Does it, did that open your web pages? Or did it put them all in note tab light?
It has named them. See, I put down a list, I guess. And it names gazillion. And I would have to hit one by one in order to look at it.
Okay, then go into note tab light.
No, I have not. I have not used that program at all. Oh, here's my FedEx lady.
Okay, go ahead.
She's just turning around in the circle here.
That's all right. We can pause.
I have not used that note tab light reader yet.
Well, that's why this will be good for you to watch me then.
Okay. All right, now she's here.
I'll get out of your hair. And this can be open at any point.
Rebecca, they might be into you.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said they might be hollering at you.
No, my husband woke up and he's kind of loud, but he's talking to them now.
Okay, all right.
Our hot water heater decided to split and pour water out last night, so. So, Donna, when I'm working on web pages, I always stay in the HTML side, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Is there a reason that I need to be in the FTP side?
Only if you need to change, for example, say somebody sent an obituary and they realize they put the wrong date in the obituary, you might then need to go into that side and edit that obituary to fix it for them. So
okay.
Normally you don't normally go over there unless you are formatting a file and putting it online, because you can put files on manually.
Okay.
They need to be formatted properly and you would upload them to that side. Or if you need to make some kind of change for somebody to fix the file, if you need
okay.
to date or correct something, then you
okay.
would that side and you would get that, go into that folder to edit it. Basically, with you working on web pages, you're going to stay in the HTML side.
Okay. So I've never had anybody ask me to correct a file, but I'm also new in this. I have had people tell me files were wrong and they would like them replaced. Well, I just, at that answer to me is, so it might not match your records, but this is what was given to us. You can donate your own records for other people to compare.
Exactly.
But I can't replace what I have with what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And the reason I worked in the genealogy library before when I started this. And the thing you do is try to explain to them that it's like a book in a library. They couldn't go in and change that book. They cannot okay. do anything with the pages that's already printed.
Okay.
So if somebody made an error putting something in there, let's say the person that submitted the file made an error and they want you to go back and fix it for them, that's fine.
That's right.
But if you get somebody that just says, oh, they got it wrong, you've got to put that right. Don't. What you can do for them, I try to tell them no to submit their own, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But if they really want it fixed, information, the correct information there, then what you can do is go to the very, very bottom of that file and you could put a note at the bottom with some asterisks by it that this information was added at such and such date by this person and their email address, and then you can put the correct information listed at the bottom of that file. That you do it in such a way that anybody looking at the file knows that that is not what the original submitter put in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I have an interesting illustration.
Yeah.
That goes along with that. I copyright everything that comes into me to put online. I put down the US Gen Web Archives copyright.
Right.
Well, one of my historians got mad. I don't think he had a right to be mad. His employer had a right to be mad. But anyway, he called me and said, take me offline. And I thought, I can't do that. I just listened to him and said goodbye. Well, it dawned on me, everything is copyrighted. I'm not going to take it offline. I just won't talk to him about it. And for 6 months, he did not talk to me. And all of a sudden, he started talking to me again. And I thought, I bet you he's going to look online and see that I never took anything off. Oh, I thought that was rather interesting.
We do get people with different opinions about the copyright. We can't really legally copyright this because there's question that you could tie it up in courts forever. First of all, there's no monetary value to these.
Yeah.
But legally, you can't really copyright it since it's free and available for anybody to see it online. But we try to put that copyright on there to discourage people from copying it somewhere else. And that's about the best we can do.
I figured that somewhere down the road, he was going to be very sorry that he asked about it, and I did it.
yeah, right. Has he not ever picked up on it then?
Well, he hasn't said anything.
Oh, there you go. Okay, what I'm going to have you to do to start with in your note tab light.
Okay.
I know you're not used to it. Does it look like this when you pull it up?
Mine has a help window over on the left.
On the left?
Yes.
Yeah. You can close that if you want to give you a bigger work area.
Okay.
What you're doing is you've got these, if you click at where's it at? If you click here, at this option, you probably have libraries bar ticked. And if you untick that, that's probably going to get rid of that sidebar.
Say it again. I'm at libraries, HTML, and
does it have a tick on it? The library bar.
A what?
Are you looking in your tab light? Look at the top where it clicked on where the word that says view.
Okay.
And you should see a list says toolbar, ruler, libraries bar, and status bar.
Yes. Yes.
Is there a tick beside that libraries bar?
You mean a check mark?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Uncheck it.
Okay. All right. Well, it still says libraries, HTML. You. Good. Gosh.
Explain to me where you see libraries, HTML.
The under view.
Yeah.
I took out the check mark on libraries bar.
Right.
But when I'm at, look at the top of the page, at the name, it says note tab light / library / HTML.
That's because that's the web page you've got open. So you see up here, it says no name 01.txt. That's because I have a file up and there's no name to it.
So I want to open a new web page?
No, you don't have, I'm going to have you open one, but I want you to understand what you're looking at first. What that's telling you is you've got a page, a web page open that is a libraries.html page.
Okay.
Now you can click file and choose to close.
Okay. All right. Well, there's something still there.
Is it a no name 01 text now?
Note tab light / what's new text.
Okay. All right. You're looking at the
I thought I closed the document. Okay, all right, now I got three sections. the
It go over here, look at the top of the files where it go over to the right where it says tools.
Yes.
Click, look down where it says flipbook properties.
Quick list properties, yes.
Clipbook.
Quick.
Clipbook at the top.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then over to the right where it says hide clickbook.
Yes. That made check, it go away.
Put a check next to hide clipbook.
Hide click clipbook.
Clipbook, right.
Okay.
Did that get rid of the thing on the left?
It got rid of one. It got rid of one. Now I have the light yellow one yet.
Light yellow one. Let's see.
That's the what's new page, I believe, that she probably just needs to close.
Right. Okay. You can try. Do you, when you click on file at the top left, do you have an option to close document?
Yes.
Close that document.
Ah, okay.
Or close all documents.
Well, I closed, close all documents. Okay, it's empty.
Yeah, you got a clean page. Okay. What I want you to do, this is just going to set it to put your file association in there, okay?
Okay.
I want you to do a couple of things. The first thing I want you to do is go to view, go to options. Maybe I should do slower. Click on the top where it says view and go down to the bottom where it says options and click that.
I'm there.
Okay. Me too.
Now you see a screen with a lot of options there.
Yes.
Go over to where it says, is it files? Yeah, you can look at files, and if you got a check mark next to make backups, untick that.
Okay.
Go up to the top line at the back, says associations. Click on that tab.
Wait. Okay.
You see a box that says associated file extensions?
Yes.
Put TXT in there.
Add.
And then add, yes.
Okay.
Now that's going to associate you with that. I'm trying to look for another option. I can't remember where it was at, so give me just a second to let me look that I wanted to change. It under general. Yes, okay. At the top where it says options, and you're looking at all those tabs, I want you to just click on the one that says general.
General, okay.
No, yeah. I'm lost. Go back. Oh, options, and you want me to look at what?
If you still have the options box up.
Yes.
Look for the tab that says general. Click that tab.
Okay. All right. Now,
about the fourth line down, it says allow multiple instances.
Yes.
And you make sure that is unticked.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Now just okay it and close.
Okay.
Now what I want you to do is go into file and open. And from there, can you browse to your whatever county. Your county is, one of your counties?
Mm-hmm.
Click on, do you want to all do the same county?
That's fine by me.
Okay, let's just, so you can watch what I'm doing.
Okay.
Go to Washington County.
I'm I'm a little bit lost. I'm trying to find, what am I trying to find?
You're going, did you just open?
I opened to US Gen Web Cemetery files, but maybe that's not where you want me to go.
No, it's not. So if you look at me, look at my box, you go to the top and you clip your drop down box. Now, do you know where your file is located?
Well, let me go to, oh, wait. Oh, dear. How do I get back?
Cancel. At the bottom, you say cancel.
Yeah.
Now go back to file.
Yeah.
Go back to open again.
Yeah.
Go to that top window at the top.
And yeah.
With a down arrow. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now click on the drive where your file is at. Mine's on C drive in the webs folder.
No. Everything's on F.
On F drive, it put it on. Can you see F drive?
Yeah.
Click that.
No, I think it's on the G drive. Let's look at that. And documents and US Gen Web Archives.
Ah, there you go. Click that.
The only thing that's in it is test. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have other files on there?
No.
When you say test, do you have your county files? Where do you have them?
My county files are in G documents.
I want to go.
But it doesn't name them. Let's look back here. You know what? G documents, US Gen Web Archives. Well, why doesn't it show them? Gosh, I have quite a few when I open my Ipswitch.
Okay, I'll tell you why it's not showing them. Okay.
All files.
See this screen that I'm looking at?
Yeah, you're in Washington, right?
Right. Okay, see down here, this is file name box.
Yeah.
And the next box is file type or type files of type.
Yeah.
Click on that and go down to the bottom and choose all files.
Okay. All right.
Your files will magically appear.
Wait just a second. Where am I at to begin with? Oh gosh.
Go back to your G.
I'm in note. Okay, text files, and you said all files.
All files.
Yay, magic.
You found them, yay. Okay, now if you're Washington County or another county, click on the Bibles folder, and I'm just gonna try to see if this will work with the shift button. Click the last one. Hold the shift down and click all those HTML files.
I have quite a few different counties in there.
You want to go into the county, one of the counties. Go into one of the counties.
Okay. Yeah.
And then highlight all, hold down, go to the top HTML file. You were talking about coming in, the pressure coming in. Then hold your shift key down and click on the bottom HTML.
Okay.
You got them all highlighted. Click on open.
View. let's see. List small icons or large icons. What do you want?
You're not in Note Tab Lite, are you?
Yes.
It shouldn't be asking for icons. Did it not bring some pages up in this file here?
No, not yet. Okay. What do I want?
Let's go back and watch me closely, and let's try to go back through it again. Notepad light. Are you looking at the same program I'm looking at here?
Notepad.
Notepad light.
Should I
click on file.
Should I close everything down under file?
Yeah, file, close all documents.
Okay, all right, okay.
Now go file and open.
Yeah.
When you get that dialog box, make sure all files.
I'm going to put it out and reduce that pressure if we had to, just to make sure that it doesn't blow.
Let's do this again.
File, open.
And then?
Then can you click that top window that says look in?
Yes.
And you want to browse to where you've got your Washington County.
I don't have Washington County.
What county have you got on there?
Oh, I have about three counties. Norfolk County, which is the defunct. Then I have Fluvanna.
Go to Fluvanna. I don't have it, so we're going to pretend it's Washington.
Okay.
Or you can just watch me for now and then try to do the recording, okay?
Okay.
Since you don't have the files. If you go down, you want to go to Greene County. Rebecca, do you have Greene County?
I do have Greene County, and I have all of the pages open in Notepad.
Okay, let's go to Greene County. So we browse. Donna, you would browse down where you're going to Washington County or Fluvanna County.
Mm-hmm.
You go into that. And once you get into your county, you'll see your HTML pages. So you click the top HTML file. Hold your shift key down. It's the bottom HTML file. And then click on open. Did that bring up quite a few files?
Yes, for me.
I have two.
Okay, if it brought both of them up, that's fine. The idea is for you to learn how to open them anyway in that program.
Okay.
Because this is the program I want you to use to start doing your files.
Okay. I have both of them open.
One if you look down where I'm at, and I've done four of your counties. And Rebecca, you have a county that I've done green for you.
Okay.
So if you'll copy these and just change the file name of the text file that's there and the county name, then you can just name that the next county. For example, this is Washington County.
Okay.
If you just go into the bios page and you change all the little instances of Greene County to Fluvanna. And change it down. You don't actually even need to change it on the bottom. Just copy that on there. Then replace all these files here with what you've got in Fluvanna. Then you just save it as your
Fluvanna. Hey, look, if you have to get another one, don't worry.
And then you've got the same format.
One was supposed to be a 40-gallon. We didn't know.
So basically what you're doing is copy and pasting.
So we grab
Well,
the one I was told to grab.
Now, if you highlight, I'm going to show you something. If I create a new page,
I
highlight this much information.
So
that's only a 30 there.
I can hit my Control and C key. I can open a new page by going to File New. Hit Control V, and I can copy an entire web page if I wanted to.
And
do you see how I copied that?
Water years. So more insulation.
You quite a lot bigger. You can do with this little program.
The 30s are now the size of
what I'm going to do.
40s are like
the size. I'm going to go to Bibles, and I've got all these pages in that county are the same thing.
So depending on the space and everything.
Rebecca, you can go to
even the
40 Green County.
Outperform what the 50s used to.
Go down to the bottom where it says VA footer, include virtual VA footer, and highlight that.
Okay. On.
And.
Okay, yes.
Once you've got that highlighted,
then what it holds 50.
Copy that.
So you have more hot water and you have hot water longer.
Leave it highlighted. Just copy it while it is highlighted.
Okay.
Go up to search at the top.
Yes.
Click on search.
If you were happy with that
click
one,
on replace.
You're going to love this one.
Yes.
I know
and that one you copied. Paste it into the replace with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to change that to VA footer 1 on the bottom. The piece you pasted in, change it to VA footer 1.
Okay.
That's not
going to
work. That
worked
great for this
year. Yes. And then click on replace. At the bottom, where's this scope? Click on all documents. Make sure that's checked.
All documents. Okay.
And then click on replace all.
I'm going to go get that done.
And it's verifying. So tell it yes.
Yes.
And it made 12 replacements.
There you go. And at the top, you'll see where you replaced it.
Okay, yes.
You'll see that all of them went with a little red dot, all the changes.
Correct, yes.
It put a red, it made the little file red.
It did, yes.
That means the file's not saved. When you see it's red, it has not been saved yet.
So okay.
What I'm going to do now is go up to file and save all.
Save all, okay. There, and the red went away.
There you go. So that's how you do your search and replace. So you've just changed that VA footer 1 in all your web pages at one time.
Okay.
So you see, if you've got your page all formatted the same way, that's how easy it is to edit all your county.
Okay.
It's that easy. Donna, I'm not sure if this is working well with your iPad, but I'm going to give you a recording of this. I probably should stop and restart just so it's not completely a massive file. So I'm going to stop now and do that.
I did something wrong. Switch to gallery view. Nope. Somebody doing something in the back?
Yeah.
Donna, I don't, yeah. Okay.
There we go. I will need to listen to it a couple times.